The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New figures show close to 100 million euro in revenue has been generated from the Tom Clark or Eastlink toll bridge since Dublin City Council took control of the River Liffey crossing. That was only back in 2016, so in less than 10 years, 100 million euro. Motorists have been charged to use the route since it opened more than 40 years ago. And our reporter Emma Turrell has been asking whether the bridge will ever be free to cross.
Now, here we go. Did you say it wasn't an egg on yours?
Anthony MacDonald runs Deek's Diner, a truck stop just before the Tom Clark Bridge on the south side of the River Liffey.
I was there for the opening day. I was even commissioned to do the fireworks display. It was lucky enough, it was October when it opened, so there was lots of fireworks in Mirror Street that time. So I told the guy I was an expert on pyrotechnics. I couldn't even spell it, I wouldn't do it. But we got away with it. There you go.
Originally called the East Link, the bridge connects North Wall with Ring's End. And if you've ever used the Port Tunnel or been to a gig at the Three Arena, chances are you've either driven or walked over it. The lifting bridge that is the last on the Liffey, which opens out into Dublin Port, was opened in 1984 after being built by a private company with a toll installed to pay for the infrastructure.
And before that was a ferries to get across?
Well, we used to use the Liffey ferry, but that would stop around 6 o'clock in the evening. And that was the only way people got back, especially the dockers, got to work back and forward. But then the general public used to use it as well. You couldn't get across the river at that time. It was really convenient when it did open. I remember doing hands across the bridge with all the north side. It was like meeting that magic moment of meeting people across the river. I had cousins over there. But it was a great project in that sense, and a great development for the area, you know. I remember them telling us that in 1984 that it was going to be free within 15 years. That always was in my head, and that's never happened. It never came to fruition.
At the end of 2015, the toll bridge reverted to Dublin City Council and was renamed the Tom Clark Bridge the following summer. Since 2016, it's generated 96.7 million euro in revenue, according to a Freedom of Information request, bringing in 16 million euro last year alone, when there were 5 million car journeys.
Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transportation at the School of Engineering in Trinity College Dublin. Back when we had, you know, the cash flow wasn't great in the economy, we built that. We built, you know, the M50 bridge as well, and, you know, a lot of the motorways around the country were built as well in this public-private partnership. That when the infrastructure was paid for, then the idea was that it will be handed back to the people of Ireland. And in this case and some other cases, that hasn't happened. So people, you know, I suspect the people that are driving it every day and spending an awful lot of money know where the money is going. But generally, I don't think people do know it.
In the new year, the fee to use the route rose to €2.30 for cars and €3.50 for buses, an automatic increase as part of bylaws and in line with the Consumer Price Index.
I mean, when do you stop paying for something? When do you actually stop? When do you become the owner of this situation? So Dublin City Council onto a good thing. And as I say, I think if they got the chance, they'd recharge you to Halfpenny to go across the Halfpenny Bridge and think, oh, this is great. It's all culture and it's like, you know, it's heritage. So why not do it?
Independent councillor Manix Flynn is a member of the City Council's committee that looks at transport and traffic affairs. He thinks the toll is illegal.
The bridge came back into the care and trust and ownership of Dublin City Council. And instead of actually, you know, having no toll on this particular bridge, Dublin City Council saw a nice little earner and decided to keep this toll going. In my opinion, this is unlawful, illegal. It's an extra kind of tax on the motor vehicle. It's an extra financial burden on those who want to get about the city in mobility. And basically, I think it's absolutely wrong. Now, these charges are going up and up and up, and there's no way that these charges are going down. The 100-odd million euros, more or less, that's come off this bridge since Dublin City Council have taken charge and pocketed the money. We don't know where that money's going. They tell us, oh, it's going for painting this and it's going for painting that, but we don't see any evidence. We don't see any monies being, you know, delivered to the city to make it a better city.
But could we ever see the toll removed? Professor Brian Caulfield says right now it's effectively being used as a congestion charge.
I suspect the city council don't want to get rid of it, because if they get rid of it, they would have a huge fight in their hands to put it back in again. And right now, having that there does calm traffic around that part of the city. That part of the city, there are still talks about, you know, what they're really going to do as the city transport plan starts to come to fruition. They will need to suppress demand. They will need to suppress the through traffic. That's all part of the plan. There's also the plans around the port. What's going to happen with the port? Something that's not talked about anymore, because I think it's probably, you know, no longer a project that's going to happen, is the Eastern Bypass, which was the plan for a tunnel underneath the bay. I suspect that will never happen. But there are land set aside for that as well. So we need to really look at that part of the city and see what we're going to do with it. But for now, the measure that's in there is, to want of a better term, you know, almost like a congestion measurement, or like a congestion charge almost, to keep people out of that part of the city.
Chair of the City Council's Mobility and Public Realm SPC, Green Party rep Janet Horner, says making the route free could work, but not right now and not as a standalone measure.
As a one-off measure, I think it would be mad to remove the toll. I think definitely as part of a bigger picture for the city, when we're looking at how we take traffic out of city centre, when we look at how we can direct people towards the peripheries, I think there is an argument for examining it in that bigger picture, in that bigger picture framework. I know Dublin Port, for example, are intending to build their own bridge at some point in the next 10 years possibly, to allow for to redirect heavy goods vehicles along a bridge there. Dublin City Council are intending a bridge nearby to direct active travel along, to provide a safe walking and cycling route, which East Link is currently very hostile for that at the moment. So once those big picture infrastructure pieces are in place, once we are in a place to be re-examining how we are directing traffic around the city as a whole, I think there's an argument for re-examining the toll in light of that. But at the moment, all you would be doing, I think, is increasing pressure on a very narrow pinch point of city traffic and heavy goods vehicle transport at the moment.
It's absolutely ridiculous. All that amount of money that they're getting, and look at the state of the roads. You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid. They should remove it. Definitely. They're after making enough. That bridge is well and truly paid for itself at this stage.
A small portion of the revenue generated from the toll each year is allocated to local community groups who say the funding is vital. But locals in Ringsend say they were always under the impression the profits would be handed back to the area once the bridge was paid for.
Yeah, well, that should have been ours. You know that, don't you? Because it should have come back to the community. But we didn't get it.
Said that at all the meetings, didn't they?
Never said it at all the meetings. We'd come back. Never came back. So whoever's profiting from it has big profits. We only get those cars that won't go across to pay the toll. And we can't get in. So come here. What can you do?
That's life.
No.
And do you think the toll should be removed?
No, that'll never happen. Too much money in that.
Well, they're making a fortune, that's what I think. Where's all that money going? They actually promised, I think, handing over the profits after so many years. I don't know what happened with that. We all were, yeah, totally free eventually, yeah, yeah. Didn't work out.
Do you ever think you'll see that day?
I don't think so, no. What do you think?
Was there ever a vote by councillors before it came into the ownership of the City Council?
It wasn't really a vote as such. It was more an executive decision, and then it was kind of noted. There was a bit of a kind of a debate around it. But when once they mentioned community gain, and you can look at the community gain in there, it's Mickey Mouse money. Again, you know, you have to say that this is wrong. I mean, there's community gains of, you know, the waste energy facility down, you know, on Dublin Bay. And that simply doesn't justify the massive burning of plastics, etc., etc. So I'd like to see, as I say, those who have the wherewithal to take a legal challenge against this situation and to challenge it within Dublin City Council.
There are plans to improve the last Liffey crossing. The upgrade works include widening the Tom Clark Bridge, replacing barriers, lighting columns and traffic lights, and building a new control tower. Councillor Janet Horner says a second bridge for pedestrians and cyclists is also proposed that will mirror the existing structure.
So there's multiple things happening on that area at the moment. The junction is getting upgraded, the bridge is getting upgraded, a new walking and cycling bridge will be added beside it, and then Dublin Port are, as a separate body, are intending to bring in another bridge to direct heavy goods vehicles along. So those projects, you know, hopefully will be there in 10 years' time. Hopefully that is the chance then to re-examine how that area of the city is functioning, how we are directing important goods vehicles, servicing vehicles for the city and the country as a whole in and around that area, and we can re-examine it at that point. But I think certainly at the moment it would be very premature to do so, given the amount of pressure on that from a heavy goods vehicle point of view.
The City Council says the local authority and the National Transport Authority will pay for the project, with construction due to get underway in 2027.
And that report from Emma Tyrrell. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.